Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
If I take you out on a date, then we can't split the bill. No, telling you things that my father would say. I'm just keeping it real. I've got the juice and the Pringles, so bring your sandwich and we can make a meal. Deal. Haircut, old school, fresh print. She a girl like my uncle. She just wanna feel. My ting 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 ting. My ting 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 ting. My ting 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 ting. My ting 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 ting. So don't bother me. I deal with a mafia, Frank Sinatra, Frank Sinatra.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Tuesday the 2nd of July 2024 and you're on the clock with Erin Green. And independence is approaching quickly. Now, I'm going to keep playing this song, Ting Ting, until some Bahamians think about a Ting Ting we could do with it. Because who could make a song called Ting Ting and don't expect Bahamians to jump on it? Furthermore, I want to highlight all of the artists who are taking advantage of opportunities for exposure, not just for themselves as artists, but for the Bahamas as a whole, by participating in open verse challenges and sample and cover challenges by Global North artists. But I want to encourage these young people, the same confidence that allowed you to pick up that Global North song and make it Bahamian, let's turn to our brothers in the African continent and let's do the same thing. Let's imagine that we have the ting ting needed to make anything Bahamian and better than it was before. That's the message of independence, of the Bahamian independence. We are chameleons. We don't just adopt what other people do. We see what other people do and we make it better. That's our bag. That's our game. So that song was called Ting Ting by an African artist by the name of A Star. I love it. I've got guests in studio this morning. We got a full conversation, but before we get there, just a little bit of housekeeping. There is a traffic incident I want to bring to everybody's attention. The intersection of Blue Hill Road and Wolf Road, Ponciana Drive. There's a problem with the lights. The light on Blue Hill Road side is cycling red and green as normal, but the light on Wolf Road, Ponciana Drive sides is not. That light is remaining red. We're asking Royal Bahamas Police Force to please divert officers to that intersection so that they can ensure that motorists can travel safely. I also want to remind police officers that the rain will not kill you. Please ask the Police Staff Association to buy you all ponchos and consider directing traffic in the rain. Simply because you know that Bahamians become extra special when it's raining and they forget the rules of the road. Also, we know that a number of lights at intersections are down when we experience heavy rain or flooding or water settling in those areas. So please be very careful on the road. I mentioned yesterday briefly the Golden Gate Super Value break-in. Somebody asked what type of tool did they use. And I said, Bolo, be on the lookout for a large commercial or construction vehicle because they must have used something massive to break through those doors. Y'all follow the news today for the Flamingo Air incident. Flamingo Air has responded to the video that went viral yesterday showing a flight in progress with a door open. I didn't know that Flamingo Air had VIP services. I didn't know you had seats on the wing with an ocean view. We're looking forward to an update on that issue or incident as well. There are water issues in Long Island. Long Island people so polite. They so well-mannered. They so don't like to ask government for anything, especially if it's something government know that they're supposed to be providing. They're having extreme water issues in Long Island over the last few days. And word I got was that you're lucky if the water is on for 2 to 4 hours a day. Hurricane Beryl still churning through the Caribbean. We want to send out prayers for our Bajan brothers and sisters. St. Vincent experienced tremendous damage along with Grenada and some of the, and their islands. We've had reports of at least 2 deaths so far. Beryl is churning away towards Jamaica, and we pray for the safety of everyone in the path of Hurricane Beryl. In the same way, we would want our Caribbean brothers and sisters to pray for us when the hurricane is bearing down on our islands. Last note, the Taylor Casey case. We are still desperately and feverishly searching for Taylor Casey, missing American woman who was participating in a training session at the yoga retreat on Paradise Island. We ask people to keep their eyes and ears open. Share any information you hear about the woman or anybody talking about it, anything you think that may be of importance for the investigation or the search, please share with authorities. Good morning, everyone. I have joining me in studio, I have representatives from the Bahamas Institute of Financial Services. You know them as BIFS. And they are celebrating 50 years of transformative training and education excellence. So we are here to celebrate with them, to talk about some of the accomplishments they have achieved over the last 50 years. And then we're going to talk about some of the programming that they have on deck for local professionals. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to ask my guests to introduce themselves. We're going to go clockwise. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, Erin, and it's wonderful to be on your show again. You always accommodate us and do such a wonderful job. My name is Mrs. Kim Bodie, and I am the Executive Director of the Bahamas Institute of Financial Services, and I have spent 43 years of my working life with the Institute, and I enjoy it every day.
Absolutely.
A pleasant good morning to the host of this program. My name is Bernard Young. I am the benefactor of the training and progressive implants of BIFS, Bahamas Institute of Financial Services, and, of course, its forerunner, the Bahamas Institute of Bankers. And I am here today in full testimony and attestation to the effect the Institute has had on my personal and professional life over the many years. It's good to be here.
Absolutely.
Good morning, Bahamas and Erin. My name is Miguel Pratt. I am the program director here at the Bahamas Institute of Financial Services. I haven't had a 10 years, Ms. Bodie is 43 years, but I've been here about 20 years. January will make me 20 years, so it's good to be here.
Absolutely. Now, tell the listening audience what BIFS is. And I can tell it must be an important institution because it's celebrating 50 years, which means that it was conceived at the time of independence.
Exactly.
And I presume that it was conceived at the time of independence because it was identified as a necessary element in not just the sovereignty of the country as a whole, but in the professional development of the citizens.
Yeah.
Good morning. So let's talk about it. 50 years. What is BIFS? And what y'all been doing for 50 years?
Oh, wow. We've been doing great things in the training space. And you talk about, yes, we started just after 1973. The first governor of the central bank, Mr. Timothy Boswell Donaldson, I must give him, even though he's not here with us, his legacy lives on through this institute. And so he came back from the IMF in 1973. And as you know, financial services is the second pillar of our industries. And so Mr. Donaldson coming back, took an examination of the entire sector, being the type of professional that he was, and decided that, you know, very few Bahamians were qualified in banking and finance. And so he called together the heads of banks at that time, senior banks, to join him in establishing our former name, which was the Bahamas Institute of Bankers. So the formation was in 73. We really started moving with the Article of Association and the formation in 1974. And our classes started in 1975. Now, when we started, Aaron, we really didn't have any physical space. We didn't have any lecturers, any administrators. And so we turned to the next important entity in our development, the College of the Bahamas, now the University of the Bahamas. So the Central Bank, the University of the Bahamas, and the Bahamas Institute of Bankers, now the Bahamas Institute of Financial Services, were established back in the time of 1973. And ever since, we have continued to examine the sector and design programs and training that is really relevant to our professionals in the industry. And the industry has mushroomed since then. And so what we have been doing through our growth process was ensuring that we remained on the top of things, that we knew the pulse of the industry as it relates to training and education. And here we have in our midst this morning an alumni, Mr. Bernard Young. So I met Mr. Bernard Young when we were in Bolam House, operating then a two-room office space with the former auditor of the Bahamas, Auditor General of the Bahamas, Mr. Kenneth Aubrey, who became my boss when I joined the Institute. He has passed on. Okay, and Bernard worked for, what was the bank again?
Bank America.
Bank America. Bank America was in that building. So we occupied just a two-room office space. We are now occupying the upstairs of Union Court Building on the corner of Elizabeth and Shirley with 4 or 5 classroom space. We have a staff of 5 more that now. Back then, it was just myself and Mr. Albrecht. So you could see how we have developed. And we have brought in lecturers to ensure that we not only trained our domestic bankers, but we also focus our training on the offshore sector. So, and then in our progress in 2008, when there was a global financial situation going on, we also developed courses in that space, in compliance and risk management. And Mr. Pratt is going to tell you a little bit more as our program director.
Absolutely. I remember 2008. I remember my money was hurting. You know, my money was hurting. But then to understand an institution that is on the pulse and real-time taking in information and collating it and realizing that we need to also provide certification and training opportunities for Bahamians so that they can advance and enhance their professional skill sets real time as well. Mr. Brand?
Yeah, I agree with Ms. Bodie. We started off very small, but currently right now we have close to 60 courses, okay? 60 courses. Most of those courses have been developed by our Bahamian cohort from persons from the financial services industry. So we start from a fundamentals of financial services all the way to 2 master's program. And we just recently received our associates in financial services. So right now we have an internationally designated program and associates that you could take on to your bachelor's degree.
I was about to say, looking at the website, I saw all sort of elements of educational access. Mm-hmm. There were high schoolers, the professional certification programs, and then, of course, the associate's degree program. So here's a question. I am a foreigner. I'm married to a Bahamian. I work in the finance sector. So I'm remote working, so I'm not working necessarily in the Bahamian sector. But I'd like to. I'd like to stay in the Bahamas, and if I could work and provide a skill set that is not necessarily available in the Bahamas. Could I do certification courses with the Institute to beef up my personal resume?
Sure, definitely. We have our international partners. So anyone who would like to participate in our programs, whether you're here in the Bahamas or you're anywhere in the world, because our classes now are offered virtually.
Okay. Awesome. Okay.
So prior to the pandemic, we had started offering our programs online. So we have persons in the Caribbean. We have persons from Turks and Caicos. We have persons
from St. Lucia.
Unfortunately, they've just gone through so much with Hurricane Beryl. But, you know, we have been able, even during the pandemic, we didn't have to shut our programs down. So we promote our courses online, and persons can register. So if you're here in the Bahamas and you want to take a course with us, yes, most certainly.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, Mr. Young.
Yes, ma'am.
I saw your profile on the website briefly.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? My Uncle Daddy-O would love you. He said, you got one degree? Look like you could take three more. What you doing with your life?
Yeah.
Right? How has BIFS and your participation in BIFS grown your professional resume and profile?
I would say it like this. First, I want to tagline the historical underpinnings of BIFS as a nation-building tool. Mm-hmm. And the late Timothy Donaldson, former governor of the Central Bank, and the cadre of men at that time had a nationalistic, nation-building spirit. And I do believe, coming from that era myself, I'm 72 years old, believe it or not, 72 years old. And learning has been a lifelong experience for me. And the Bahamas Institute of Financial Services has allowed me to be oriented into the financial services sector, but not only just nationally, but also from an international dimension, because I was able to qualify with the Chartered Bankers Institute in Scotland as a chartered banker. And that was about 4 years ago. And I subsequently did a law degree, and I'm still in a program right now with trying to finish to be certified, one of the certification programs. So it's a process of continuous learning and equipping yourself to be on the cutting edge of change as it happens in our nation.
Mm-hmm. Now, yesterday, I may or may not have given people the impression that I thought that people over the age of 70 were not fit for leadership. I may or may not have done that, right? We're just talking about the Patrice Quentin again. But what a wonderful space now to explore ways in which aging members of the community,
yes,
people
ma'am.
Who have retired out of the formal workspace,
yes, ma'am.
Can still continue to build their professional profile and not just live a fulfilling life following their passion, but contribute greatly to the country. And in particular, I think our older members, people who are retired, I can use the term retirees in a very positive way here,
yes,
actually can provide a wonderful function for the country where they document their institutional knowledge, right? Something you can't learn in a degree program, which you have experienced working as the country and its economic and finance policies and programs have advanced, to connect the evolution of financial services in the country with the potential, the cutting edge of financial services.
Right.
So I want to encourage, in case I may have discouraged some people yesterday, let me encourage them by saying, no, the world sees you, and the BIFS in particular provides continuing education so that you can maintain whatever professional profile it is you have established.
Right.
Can I say something that depends of his age? I'm sitting and looking at Bernard.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
And when he said 72, I say, whoa.
You didn't believe it. I didn't believe it.
Because he doesn't look like a 72-year-old, and he doesn't act like a 72-year-old. So I'm in defense of him this morning on that.
But listen, the last name is Young. I'm going to confuse the M and I
am a Young.
We have a caller coming in. Good morning, caller.
Good Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I could not help but hop on to that moment just now when you talked about our retirees and the oldest of us in our society when it comes to continuing education. Just recently, I had the opportunity to be a part of a honorary graduate ceremony where there were so many elders in our community received honorary degrees for education and different pursuits that they would have attained or given to the community throughout their life. Mm-hmm. And in that session, I realized here lies the opportunity for us as a country to re-engage our elders, to help them to remind us of the foundations that they laid, and help us to kind of revamp our country on in all aspects. And one of the places that I saw this most was I went to a seminar just recently where there were grandmothers there saying if they had the opportunity to run the national parenting program, they would. Mm-hmm. And so I think we now need to find more ways to engage the elders in our society. And I think that can be a sign itself to our people. I think we'd be more inclined to turn to our elders if we see them being more productive in terms of helping to right our country from where we are as a people now. So I just wanted to pinpoint on that supporting our elders in education, and if that's what the Bahamas Financial Services is doing, hats off to them, even if it's only to help empower Grammy how to give her grandkids the financial literacy that they need to be on the cutting edge. It is phenomenal. So again, thank you to your guests and what they're doing as it relates to elders in particular.
Absolutely. Continuing education is for everybody.
That's right.
That's what I did ask Daddy-O when's the last time you've been to school. He said, don't mind me. I had St. Matthew's right now, learning and teaching. Yes,
I would wish to say this, not to steal the thunder of the moment, but I would say this. You age mentally. Mm-hmm. It is a mental retardation if you don't engage constantly in upgrading, in living, in being an integral part of life. Mm-hmm. The synergy that life gives you back when you don't disown it or put it down. You have to stay mentally engaged, and educational pursuits was one of those avenues that kept my mind engaged, and then I was able to see how the dots connect. Therein lies our present challenge across many fronts. There are not enough individuals to see and understand and comprehend how the dots connect.
Absolutely.
Fix what's wrong.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes. A space where intergenerational learning and knowledge holding can come together to birth innovation and to ensure that the space evolves to a standard. Okay. So what are we doing to celebrate the 50th?
Yeah. Well, we're going to have our Gala Awards ceremony on October 26th. I believe I'm correct, Ms.
You're
Cody?
Correct.
Yeah, on October 26th. So we're going to have a Gala's annual awards ceremony where we honor all of our students who have graduated for the past year in various programs. We're also going to honor some of our older alumni who have given back to the Institute in the development of our courses. These persons will receive an honorary fellowship. So we do recognize and we do appreciate and value the more mature persons of the financial industry.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we are also going to, prior to the gala dinner and award ceremony, we are going to put on our annual seminars. We started in 2007 promoting various topics of interest and focus in the industry, and so we're doing that. We'll do that in September. We normally would do it during May, June, but we wanted to put the seminars closer to the
award ceremony, lead into it.
Right, so during the month, I think we decided we'll do it the first week in October. We'll put on a two-day seminar where we'll focus on topics that are relevant and that are, things that are happening right now that's impacting the industry. So Mr. Pratt will tell you one or two of the topics that we are going to address during that week. And what we do is we try to bring in experts in the industry,
mm-hmm.
you know, at all levels, because banking is no longer, financial services is no longer just banks anymore. It has a broad outreach in the financial space. So you have the insurance, you have our regulators, you have law firms, so on.
I found a little list, right? Some of the things are like credit and collection.
Yes, definitely.
Advanced level credit and lending.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a space that we need
to focus on.
Practitioners.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We also need education and awareness campaigns, right?
Yes.
People are focused on how do we engage and shift the culture around lending, borrowing money, lending money,
mm-hmm.
and credit. I mm-hmm. think that space could provide a lot of people with the tools they need to identify mm-hmm. the things we call scams, loans, Ponzi schemes,
mm-hmm.
right? It's mm-hmm. wonderful, wonderful. I also see that you have some courses like Upgrading Math 048, Upgrading English 017.
Mm-hmm.
These are for your younger cohorts
mm-hmm.
or for adults who are just entering the financial services field?
Well, basically, it's for anybody who would wish to take an upgrade, even the more senior persons, if they want to come back and, you know, upgrade them skills. But those programs are offered to our young people, particularly the ones who are coming out of high school,
mm-hmm.
and they want to enter or have a career, you know, in financial services, and they need to upgrade their math and English prior to getting into our more formally structured program. So they are prerequisite courses,
mm-hmm.
but we also offer them as a standalone certificate for anybody who would like
to add it to their portfolio.
Exactly.
Well, listen, I took A-level math and I got an A. And I'd be honest with you right now, I could use that Upgrading Math 048 course, right? It's something that you could always use, no matter what level you're at, especially with these young children and they knew math.
Whoa.
And I'd be like, but you borrowed $35. And then my niece say, yeah, but I carried the five times back to my wallet. So the bill done. Okay, so the Gala Award is in October. The annual seminar series is in September.
First week in October.
Okay, what are we doing from then to now?
Okay, from now we have our fall semester coming up.
Okay.
Okay. And also we're working with some of our international partners on some upcoming trends in financial services and academics. For instance, digital transformation. Artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Everybody knows ChatGPT. But ChatGPT poses, or artificial intelligence, I should say, let me not single out one software.
Mm-hmm.
It poses significant challenges and risk and other factors as regards financial services, and especially to an academic
mm-hmm.
institution like ourselves. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't lie. I've used ChatGPT. It's pretty sweet. I can write my emails, you know what I mean? Use a ChatGPT, respond to this. But you can also use ChatGPT to write your reports.
Yes.
Your essays.
Mm-hmm.
Conduct all your school, whatever school academic work you have, mm-hmm. ChatGPT can do that. So we need now to, we're working on that to see how we could ethically mm-hmm. use ChatGPT without any plagiarism and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the main trend that we're focusing on.
Right and also creating a space where people understand AI as
correct.
A tool to enhance education and not replace
there
education.
You go. Correct.
Exactly.
There you
yeah.
Go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yes. You worded better. Yeah.
Because
that's
the computer concept is garbage in, garbage out,
mm-hmm.
right? And so you still have to have a base level of understanding to determine whether AI got it wrong.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But also helping young people and professionals use it as a tool to enhance and not to replace.
Correct.
Yeah. We want them to use their brain. We want them to, you know, don't just go to take the easy way out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So in the future, will you be partnering with security and tech experts so for financial services actors so we can develop and devise strategies or protocols to identify maybe fraud or fraudulent use of AI in the financial services sector?
Yeah, correctly. Right now in Europe, they're writing legislations as regards AI, specifically to artificial intelligence. So yes, we are. That's on the drawing board.
That's an evolving space.
Yes. So we need to look at that carefully. We're also looking at also environmental, social, and governance as another factor that's trending right now. Okay.
Right.
As an organization, you're planning to expand, to build. You need. We've done before, but you need to factor in what impact you're going to have on the environment, and then financial services have to put that in their strategy as well. Look here, we lending you the money to build this. Mm-hmm. What y'all can do, what y'all doing strategically as regards your governance, your social responsibility, mm-hmm. and the environment.
Yeah. An example, the recent insurance policy suggestion that cars should have a minimum of 6 months on their insurance. People objected not to paying a tax. People were like, no, we understand we have to pay the tax. But they questioned whether the decision makers considered the impact of this decision on the social and cultural practices, mm-hmm. like how we budget, how we save money. And so did they understand that they would now be having 3, 4, 5 payments at one time?
Right.
And how do you, as a financial services actor, develop a package, a product, or a service and ensure that its impact on the existing sort of economic culture isn't drastic or detrimental?
Yeah, I personally, and once again, not to steal the thunder, I'm very, very cognizant, even in my consultancy practice, to ensure high ethical standards and high ethics are always at the forefront of my decision making. And I do believe that is the footprint that is needed in this defining moment, because believe it or not, we are in a defining moment across every spectrum in our country. Mm-hmm. And ethical standards, leadership that is acutely aware of ethics and its implication and why we have to make decisions out of a different body of information and knowledge, so that the impact on our people, on the resources, are right. I do believe that the Institute, as a leading purveyor of financial services in the country, I'm sure the ethical piece will be a strategic dimension in their deployment and development going forward.
Oh, definitely. Those type buses are a part of our entire lineup. You know, the other day, just recently, we did 2 seminars on the procurement act.
Yes.
And you understand? So we try, like I said, we try to keep a pulse on whatever is going on in the industry in order to bring that education, not only to persons who sign up for our programs, but for persons in the general community.
Mm-hmm.
We have a responsibility
do
that.
In fact, the financial services industry in the Bahamas has always been on the cutting edge.
Yes.
Right? And so, again, a call back to our retirees and aging members of the community. These are people who grew the financial industry on the cutting edge.
Exactly.
They have expertise that's not just valued locally, but globally, externally. These people who may or may not have a bunch of degrees, but the knowledge is vested and it's manifested in the development of the financial services industry.
But you know, Aaron, over the years, we have connected with our international partners so that we would know what's going on in the global training space, in the global arena on all of these various topics and things that impact our industry. Because we are always on the watch by our European part, the EU, and you know, when we started doing money laundering courses, we started way before we heard anything about the blacklists.
Yes.
We weren't on any blacklist then. But the Institute was offering anti-money laundering. In fact, our Dr. Cassandra Nottage wrote the program for us to start that training in anti-money laundering. And these are persons who started at the Institute when they were at the Central Bank. They took our program and they continue to upgrade, just like Bernard has done. You know, when he came into the office a couple of months ago, and I said, oh, Bernard, you're back from the Turks and Caicos. He said, yeah. I said, well, what you doing in my office? I come to take another course.
Yes, ma'am.
I said, but Bernard, you're doing another course with us. And I was so happy to see him.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So that is the legacy. Thousands, hundreds of students are out there.
Yes, absolutely.
That have passed through these doors.
We're going to a break. When we come back from the break, I'm going to beg the producer to play Boatman by KB, since we talk in financial services. And when is school starting again? How much time I have to register? And what are some of the upcoming courses on the schedule for the next semester? Producer, take us to a break. This isn't a little ting, 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 ting. I'm just telling you all, this have to be Bahamian. He has to have Bahamian descent. Who would write a song called Ting, 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 and he ain't Bahamian? You're on the clock with Aaron Green. We'll be right back.
Current Cut Productions presents Papa Joe's Cafe. Watch Joe, the cafe owner, grapple with the grief and chaos of daily life, surrounded by nosy cooks, a mouthy waitress, and a parade of lively characters. With themes of political satire, romance, and betrayal, this is a story you won't want to miss. Join us for an unforgettable stage play at the Performing Arts Center at UB on July 12th and 13th.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
A seaman, my work is on the water. Free diving, throw no liners, how I survive. Listen, from foggy to yellow tail, from jackfish to killer whale, I jump in my dinghy boat and I head on down.
I know one boy, a fisherman. Whenever I lend him money, trust he can pay me back in fish. He's a snapper of $5, a conch that's $3. He's paying, that's his financial economy.
Yeah.
Right there. He says, a boatman, a seaman. I don't go on no bank line. I live on the ocean. Take this snapper and stop jiving. Our boy. Welcome to the Bahamas, where we have to make an economy out of that which is at our hands. And
yes,
let me just share for the young people. Producer, I want you to find one song called Money on the Ground by an artist by the name of Bagon. I know this young man by the name of Bagon. And he wrote a song called Money on the Ground. And if you don't believe the testimony of Mr. Bernard Young today and the value of what it is that the Bahamas Institute for Financial Services brings to the country and to Bahamians and people across the world, then know that Mrs. Kim Bodie has a son who made a song called Money on the Ground, because from an early age, he's listening to his mummy and picking up those financial tips. And so this is a product, right? That you could see it manifesting amongst you in society, plainly, no manipulation. Here's a young man that found money on the ground and realized that coconuts is money and turned it into a business. It's real things happening. So turn it up a little bit.
Just take your time, people like and break it down.
Every day I wake and I bake and then I pray, thanking the creator for another blessed day.
I want you all to know that I had never heard this version before. I never heard this version before. It's a remix. Thank you. Thank you. See, this is important because Bahamas Institute of Financial Services and the financial services industry, second pillar of the country, exist and survive because we have a culture of money and understanding money. We have strong cultures attached to how we spend, how we save, how we lend, how we think about, how we prepare. And so we need to have a sufficient amount of music, cultural expression, to ensure that future generations of Bahamians understand what we mean when we say we know about money. Mm-hmm. It's not just turning trying to make a dollar out of 50 cents. It's now money on the ground, mm-hmm. right? Some of us still living in the hands of the finance man. But if we go to BIFS, we could break something with that and free ourselves. And free ourselves. Okay, so summer's here. I'm preparing for the fall semester.
Okay.
What are my deadlines and what are some of the courses on offer?
Okay, currently right now, Aaron, summer semester two is still in progress.
Okay.
We still have a few classes that we're running. One of them is computer skills. That's in the associate's program. That's an excellent course because that course is going to give you the fundamentals of Microsoft Office, like Word, Excel, PowerPoint, things that you need if you're going to work in the financial services,
mm-hmm.
okay? Definitely Excel. So it's not too late to enroll in that class. That class is every Saturday
mm-hmm.
mornings. You have to have a laptop and an office suite to participate.
Okay,
okay? That's a hands-on class.
That's a software office suite.
Microsoft Office suite.
Okay.
Either 365, 2019, whatever Microsoft Office is, because that is used in any organization.
Yeah.
Anywhere if you're going to work, you're going to have to use Microsoft Office, Word, and Excel. Definitely.
I'm going to say for young people who are entering the workforce, you want to start maybe even as a receptionist or an administrative mm-hmm. assistant
Correct.
In a financial services
Correct.
Space. This is going to help you on your job. It'll make you an asset to the team, and it will improve your chances for upward mobility in the entity. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so correct. So, and we also have banking operations. And in HR, we have employment law also starting, so persons can enroll in that program as well. So please, if you're not sure what you want to do, call the office,
mm-hmm.
speak to Miss Letitia Dan or myself, and we offer that service where we will help advise you, in other words. So we'll do a brief interview.
Yeah.
We'll ask you, what's your educational background? What's your work experience? What area you want to go in? You want to go into wealth management? You want to go in compliance and risk? You want to go in HR?
Yes.
Then we will advise you which class to sign up for.
Mm-hmm.
And we will accept credits. We accept credits from anybody who is registered with the National Accreditation Equivalency Council of the Bahamas.
Okay.
Okay, so if you register with NACOP, we will accept your credits.
I wish my Grammy used to fire me every day and tell me, come to work on time tomorrow so you don't get fired. She needed that employment law class. And many of us could use that to turn our small business into a sustainable
yes.
economic
yes.
Mechanism.
Yes.
Okay, now, I saw something that got me kind of excited. Mm-hmm. Effective customer service, sales and marketing workshop series.
Oh,
the people need this.
Oh,
the customers need it too. It's not just the staff, entity staff. Some of us customers need some customer service training as well.
Yeah, I agree. Before Miguel expand on that, and he and I do brainstorming regularly on, what courses and where we should focus our training. And I said to him, as I move around in the community from store to store, from business to business, even in the financial sector when you go into the banks, I said we're slipping a little bit on customer service. And so we need to get back. And so I called one of our advisors on council and former president, Dr. Tanya McCartney, and I said, Tanya, I want to do something in that particular area of training. And she recommended Dr. Clark. And so we're excited. I'm excited about it. And I think we need to start a movement in the country again.
Oh, absolutely.
Like what Roosevelt Finlayson did some years ago
absolutely.
On quality service. The movement needs to start again. It's important. You know, we depend on tourism. We talk about Bahamians. We are hospitable people. So we've, and listen, we have a melting culture, mm-hmm. okay? And so we've got to teach our young people mm-hmm. the importance of tourism and financial services. And what is the umbrella for all of those? How you deal with your customers. Absolutely. How you deal with people.
Absolutely.
Okay, so yeah, correct. As you said, you're a customer and you're a sales agent mm-hmm. as well. So you're on both ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Correct. So, yeah, we're hosting a four-week certified course and, as you said, effective customer service
correct. Sales and marketing.
With mm-hmm. Dr. Ricardo Clark. Mm-hmm. So that starts, we're starting this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That's in-house, face-to-face.
All right.
Okay, now that's for a continual four Saturdays.
So July 6th, 13th, 20th, and 27th.
Correct.
And the cost? Or go to the website for the cost?
Yes, please. Go to the website for the cost.
Just search BIFS or Bahamas Institute for Financial Services.
Google us.
And the course will run from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So they're not taking up your entire Saturday?
No, correct.
And then so you could go, you could leave right there and go try out what it is you learn in class today as you continue the rest of your Saturday mm-hmm. chores. Now, how do we get in contact with BIFS?
Easy. Our number 325-4955.
Mm-hmm.
325-4921. Or just please Google us, Facebook us. You'll see us come up.
Facebook, and so we can search on Facebook and we can search on the Googles to find Bahamas Institute for Financial Services and continued education and professional and personal development. I added those things in as well. Because they're celebrating 50 years of transformative training and education excellence. Now, nobody celebrates anything in the Bahamas without a church service or another opportunity to fellowship. Will y'all have any sort of social activities for the lead up to the 50th celebration?
You know, that's on the drawing board, yes.
Okay.
We have a committee of past students who are serving on the 50th anniversary committee. That's next on our agenda. Where are we going to worship? Where are we going to give God thanks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I might let them know that it has to be at my church.
There you go.
Evangelistic temple.
You could, that's my
the
Grammy right now. You can choose any church you want once it's mine. Awesome. Awesome. Any church once it's mine. Okay. In the future, I see BIFS hosting the Money Games, a sort of obstacle course competition mm-hmm. event with some physical and mental and financial activities mm-hmm. to drive the continuing financial education of Bahamians. Mm-hmm. I come in, I need to know how to, these children need to know how to make a dollar out of 50 cents. Mm-hmm. Things rough out there. The price of cup and baggy gone up. The price of salty gone up.
So
and even children are trying to figure out how to make their little allowance mm-hmm. work.
Yeah.
The young men and women who leave school for the day and go to the food stores and take on adult jobs to try and make a dollar out of 50 cents, they need your support as well. It's wonderful to see so many young people in school uniforms receiving certificates, taking advantage of educational programs.
Because we have our own youth program. The G-12 program.
The G-12, okay.
And we graduated 19 of them of just 2 months ago at Crypto Isle. Very proud of that program. We have now over 100 students who have graduated from the G-12 program. And that program is we invite students in grade 11 to sign up for a 4-module course
mm-hmm.
in financial services. They stay with us for 7 weeks. Very intense program, and they do very well. And we ask our sponsors to give them internship at some of their financial institutions. So we've just gotten placement for 4 of them already. And I want to entreat our members. Let me say, without the sponsors, without our member institutions, our corporate members, the banks
mm-hmm.
who support the work of this institute from day one, We have now 20 odd member banks, 27. Now, you know, when I started at the Institute, we had about almost 70 mm-hmm. banks, but the landscape and the industry has changed over the years with the global crisis. We have lost banks, Bernard can tell you.
Yes.
We have lost a number of banks who probably only had an office
right.
space mm-hmm. here, but operating financial services. So the industry has shrunk a bit.
Yes.
But the support from our domestic sector and our offshore sector in supporting the work of this institute has not shrunk. And so I want to say thank you to them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sending your employees who walk into your door at an entry level and you say to them, here's the Institute of Financial Services. If you need to continue to upgrade your skills, we support the work of this institute.
Absolutely.
And, of course, the central bank for their continued support of our work. All of the governors, you know, have supported the work.
Absolutely.
Of this institute.
It's great to see sector stakeholders investing
yes.
in maintaining, yes. sustaining, and propelling
yes.
A culture of financial mm-hmm. Knowledge,
mm-hmm.
surety,
mm-hmm.
certainty mm-hmm. by investing in their employees mm-hmm. and the institutions that mm-hmm. train them. Producer, I don't know if you could find George Simonette, Eight Babies, to take us out. That's the oldest song I could find about local finance. If you know, you know. If you don't know, it's time to grow. And you could grow with BIFS, Bahamas Institute for Financial Services, offering certification and educational opportunities throughout the year to mm-hmm. students, professionals, mm-hmm. retirees, private sector individuals, and even public sector individuals
yes.
who want to build their personal and professional mm-hmm. portfolios.
Yes.
I don't know if the producer could find that song. In the interim, y'all, please repeat your contact information. Mm-hmm.
325-4921, 325-4955, or Google us, Bahamas Institute Financial Services.
On Facebook or on Google. I have to say good morning and happy birthday to Shamika Roll from Zane Vaughn. Hope you have a good day, friend. I want to say, Bahamian Trey, I need you to reach out to Father Phyllis in Abaco, on the song Abaco with you in Barbados dead quick and tell him send us a shout out. Tell us how everybody's doing in Barbados. We're watching all of our brothers and sisters in the lower Caribbean and we're praying for your safety. We want Beryl just die out. Like how you just let your Grammy run on in the middle of the porch. Let her just say whatever she wants to say until she gets tired. Beryl, that's what we need from you right now. This is Eight Babies by George Simonette. Thank you to Mrs. Kim Bodie, to Mr. Bernard Young. He embodies the name. And to Mr. Miguel Pratt from the Bahamas Institute for Financial Services. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Your mother will come too.